1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line today, it is Sean Stewart of Kansas AAA.
Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. We enjoy having Sean on with us to talk, you know, about a range of things. Obviously, we talk about gas prices, which unfortunately are uncomfortable and likely to get more uncomfortable here over the next 3 months as we really get into the peak summer driving season. But we also have different awareness months. We had Sean just here on a couple of weeks ago talking about traffic safety in one vein, specifically when it comes to wrecks. Now we're talking about distracted driving, Sean, and I'm assuming that we're having a lot more distracted driving episodes here across the area.
Yeah, we sure are. And April marks the National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. So we, along with traffic safety agencies and organizations across the country, just take this as a reminder for drivers to really focus on the roads. So there's so many different things that can distract us while we're driving. The cell phones, obviously, are the biggest one, but when you think about it, there's other things. There's your navigation system, there's your stereo, there's even talking with other passengers or eating a messy burger, you name it. There's a lot of things that can take our focus off the roads, and distracted driving is very dangerous. According to federal statistics, on average, about 9 lives are lost every day due to distracted driving. And here in Kansas, last year's data shows that 102 people died and more than 450 people were injured in crashes due to distracted driving.
That's a big number right there.
Pretty sobering.
That is a big number right there. And as Sean mentioned, the distractions are numerous. And, boy, I tell you what, the cell phones, it's just tough for people to, put those down, put them away, isn't it?
It really is. They're just such a big part of our lives. There's so much information and so much communications that take place that it's hard to put them down and really ignore them while we're driving. But that's really the best thing to do is just put it out of your sight so it's not gaining your attention while you're driving. Most cell phones have the ability to activate a do not disturb setting. So while you're driving, you're not getting indications and notifications that will take your focus off of the road. So we highly recommend that you do that on your phone. Set it for do not disturb while driving, and that can help keep your focus away from the phone.
It's amazing that it only takes like 4 or 5 seconds at 55 miles an hour, which people hardly do anymore. But five seconds is all it takes to do a football field at that speed. If you're doing 75, I'm assuming you're looking at about, under 4 seconds in order to make that. So if you're going highway speed, it doesn't take long to get distracted, and it really kind of takes your brain a little bit of time to snap back into focus if you've got a problem in front of you.
Yeah, that's right. There is that cognitive distraction. So even if we're stopped at a stoplight, you pull out your phone and check texts or email or whatever, it takes your brain time to recalibrate and refocus. So according to some research by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, that takes up to 27 seconds for your mind to fully engage back to the task of driving. So that's a long time to really have your brain really focused on multiple things where it should just be focused on one, and that's driving your vehicle.
I love what you have in the news release. The slogan, and slogans a lot of times, kind of maybe fall by the wayside, but part of it is don't drive intoxicated. And I think that says an awful lot in those three words.
Yeah, we introduced a campaign a few years back, and it was don't drive intoxicated, don't drive intoxicated. And it's the point was that, most people think it's taboo to drive impaired by alcohol or drugs, but not a lot of people think of distracted driving, texting while you're driving, as serious, but it really is in terms of your impairment and your ability to focus on the road. And operate your vehicle safely.
Well, and two, information about, you know, we all use our navigation systems for the most part, and mm-hmm. you've got information in your release about, you know, those who tend to, you know, insert their navigation information while on the road, you know, without pulling over, trying to get it taken care of without stopping, and not a good thing to do, because obviously that is definitely a distraction there, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the same thing as, you know, really taking your phone eyes off the road. We did some research, and researchers found that it's only, while only 2 seconds of distraction doubles your crash risk, it takes the driver about 40 seconds to program navigation using your in-vehicle technology. So even if you're traveling only 25 miles an hour, which how often are we doing that? A driver can travel the length of about 4 football fields during the time it takes to enter a destination in navigation. So if you're not looking at the road and trying to program that technology, that's very dangerous. So please do your navigation before you get on the road, or have a passenger help you out with that.
Yeah, and for parents, especially parents of small children, in this day and age, you mentioned here talking with you know, the other people in the car, there can be some fairly animated conversations, and it does not take long, regardless of where you are in the vehicle, to kind of lose sight of exactly what's taking place around you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, passengers can be a distraction, whether that's kids or even your pets riding along with you. Anything can really take your focus off the road at any time. So just be very careful with that. One other bonus item I wanted to mention is that this week is National Work Zone Awareness Week.
I'm glad you brought
and
that
so,
up.
Yeah, again, in work zones, you've got to stay focused on the road. Slow down, pay attention to those directional signs, the reductions in speed limit, and obviously, if you're distracted in a work zone, that can be very dangerous.
You know, the other thing too, and you bring this up because, you know, we have right now just on our highways, we have 2 really active work zones. We got the repaving process, which we just highlighted yesterday on our morning show, Highway 50 between Prairie and Graphic Arts Road. And we've got a lot of cones up for a relatively short work zone on Interstate 35 with a bridge replacement project, which is going on. And there's really not a lot of vehicles on there now, but folks can, I think, be lulled to sleep if they don't see a lot of actual work taking place. And mm-hmm. you know, you would talk about distractions. We've talked about speed. That was really the focus of our last visit here a few weeks back. That combination in a tight space like a work zone and one lane instead of 2 traffic, that can just, there's nothing but woe that can come from that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's important to note that about 90% of the time, the people injured in work zone crashes are the motorists themselves. We obviously are looking to protect our road crews that are doing the work, but in many cases, it's the drivers who, you know, may crash into a barrier or, you know, a piece of construction equipment. So it's really important to, you know, totally focus on the road as you're going through those narrowed lanes. As lanes change, as that speed limit is reduced, and then you've also got to pay attention to other vehicles traveling through the work zone as well. It can be very dangerous, especially if you don't heed those speed limits and those directions on, you know, how to navigate through those zones.
Well, I tell you what, Sean, great information as usual, and we really appreciate your willingness to join us and spread that word.
Yeah, happy to help. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good day.
Thanks, Sean.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Sean Stewart with Kansas AAA again, wrapping up our morning show slate of interviews. Don't